and rather shabby parlour. "Boisterous? Weren't you going to say rude?" laughingly asked the one who had first spoken. "Come now, fess up, weren't you?" And the shorter of the twain, a girl rather plump and pretty, with merry brown eyes, put her arm about the waist of her sister, and endeavoured to lead her through the maze of chairs, in the whirl of a dance, whistling meanwhile a joyous strain from one of the latest Broadway successes. "Oh, Alice," came in rather fretful tones, "I don't—" "You don't know what to make of me. That's it, isn't it, sister mine? Oh, I can read you like a book. But, Ruth, why aren't you jolly once in a while? Why always that maiden all forlorn look on your face? Why that far-away, distant look in your eyes? Anne, sister Anne, dost see anyone approaching? Talk about Bluebeard. Come on, do one turn with me. I'm learning the one step, you know, and it's lovely. Come on, laugh and sing. Really, aren't you glad that Dad has an engagement at last? A real engagement that will bring in some real money. Aren't you glad? It will mean so much to us. Money! Why, I haven't seen enough real money of late to have a speaking acquaintance with it. We've been trusted for everything except carfare, and it would have come to that pretty soon. Say you're glad, Ruth." The younger girl gave up the attempt to entice her sister into a dance, and stood facing her, arms still about her waist, the laughing brown eyes gazing mischievously up into the rather sad blue ones of the taller girl. "Glad? Of course I'm glad, Alice Devere, and you know it. I'm just as glad as you are that Daddy has an engagement. He's waited long enough for one, goodness knows." "You have a queer way of showing your gladness," commented the other, dryly, shrugging her shapely shoulders. "Why, I can hardly keep still. La-la-la, la-la-la, la-la-la." She hummed the air of a Viennese waltz song, meanwhile whirling gracefully about with extended arms, her dress floating about her balloon-wise. "Oh, Alice, don't," objected her sister. "Can't help it, Ruth. I've just got to dance. La-la—" She stopped suddenly, as a vase crashed to the floor from a table, shattering into many pieces. "Oh!" cried Alice, aghast, as she stood looking at the ruin she had unwittingly wrought. "Oh, dear! And Daddy was so fond of that vase!" "There, you see what you've done!" exclaimed Ruth, who, though only 17, and but 2 years older than her sister, was of a much more sedate disposition. "I told you not to dance." "You did nothing of the sort, Ruth Devere. You just stood and looked at me, and you wouldn't join in, and maybe if you had, this wouldn't have happened, and—" She did not finish, her voice trailing off rather dismally, as she stooped to pick up the pieces of the vase. "It can't be mended, either," she went on, and when she looked up, the merry brown eyes were veiled in a mist of tears. Ruth's heart softened at once. "There, dear," she said, in consoling tones. "Of course you couldn't help it. Don't worry. Daddy won't mind when you tell him you were just doing a little waltz of happiness because he has an engagement at last." She, too, stooped, and her light hair mingled with the dark brown tresses of her sister as they gathered up the fragments. "I don't care," announced Alice, finally, as she sank into a chair. "I'll tell Dad myself. I'm glad, anyhow, even if the vase is broken. I never liked it. I don't see why Dad set such store by the old thing." "You forget, Alice, that it was one of—" "Mother's, yes, I know," and she sighed. "Father gave it to her when they were married, but really, Mother was like me. She never cared for it." "Yes, Alice, you are much as Mother was," returned Ruth, with gentle dignity. "You are growing more like her every day." "Am I really?" And in delight, the younger girl sprang up, her grief over the vase for the moment forgotten. "Am I really like her, Ruth? I'm so glad. Tell me more of her. I scarcely remember her. I was only 7 when she died, Ruth." 8, my dear. You were 8 years old. But such a tiny little thing. I could hold you in my arms." "You couldn't do it now," laughed Alice, with a downward glance at her plump figure. Yet she was not over-plump, but with the rounding curves and—